Welcome everybody, Shia number 1495. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Bemarin Zis Lila Nishmas Blim Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to finish off the part of Mimsei Chefsecha of Divrei Kabbalah. Then I hope Bezras Hashem to get into Vedaber Davar a little bit, what a person could talk about on Shabbos, what not. Just finishing off one thing which we mentioned, Agav Orcha, real quickly. I mean, there's little, there are other, obviously, other cases, other parts, a little bit of Mimsei Chefsecha, not so Negei Lemaisa, waiting at the end of the Tchum, after Shabbos, whatever, then sometimes for an animal has to come back and these different type of things, or for waiting for workers at the end, but it's not so Negei Lemaisa nowadays. I don't want to go through every single detail, but just real quickly, one item, one part of Mimsei Chefsecha, which we started to talk about, and I just want to read it from the Chayyadim. He explains it beautiful, and then just finish off from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos. Kehilcha says, so he says like this in Hilcha Shabbos, Klal Samach, and he brings actually in Klal Samach, he brings the whole Inyan of Mimsei Chefsecha back and forth. Again, I would love to read the whole thing. He explains it very well, but we've been going through these Inyanim for quite a while, and I don't want to make it very tedious right now. So just one part which we started talking about in reference to mitzvah, when to going to do a mitzvah. So he says like this in Klal Samach Ois Zayin, Medechsiv Asois Chafasecha, right? So that's the pasuk we spoke about quite a number of times. Mash Medavka Chafasecha, Osir, that you, in other words, your chafetzim, good, that's osir in the case and time how it's not allowed to be done, like we spoke about. Avachefse Shemayim. Chefse Shemayim is mutter. If it's for a mitzvah purpose, so that would be mutter in this type of a instance. V'lachin, he says, mutter lahachshech ala tchum. In other words, let's say somebody goes to the end of the tchum, imzarech ledevar mitzvah, and if it's for a devar mitzvah, we'll see some examples, which we spoke about last time, that would be okay. That would be okay, as opposed to if I go to the end of the tchum to wait for the bus, possibly for right after Shabbos, stuff like that, which we saw. But v'chein yochel loyma lechaveri sheyachshech ledevar mitzvah, he could tell his friend also sheelach lemakam pleini likach sham tzarchei mitzvah. Again, the whole thing is going on a mitzvah. Okay, he goes into some other things. Now, just real quickly, so we have that point from the Chayyadim. Mishnah Berurah brings it down like that, and so on. Just real quickly to read from the Sefer, so Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchos, so he brings down also how he puts it down a little bit more as to nowadays, and from Perek Chav Tes Ois Yud Gimel. And he says, like we says, but when it's chefse shemayim, it's mutarim. In other words, for a mitzvah, that would be okay if it falls under these guidelines. Again, well, like we said last time, not just stam a mitzvah, but mitzvah coming under with the two actions of mimsei chefsecha v'lachin is muta, like we saw from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, adam lalechas samach l'chashecha. Somebody wants to go and wait, let's say, for a bus. Right, stop. They go near the bus stop. Let's say they're going to help. Let's say they're going to help a chassan and kala or something like that. I'm just giving a mashal, a chesed, an almana, something like that, to wait for the bus. In other words, they know the bus comes, you know, like right after Shabbos, whatever, and they're just, they're going to stand there and wait. And again, they're not doing any Yisurim. That's the point over here that we want to keep in mind. No Yisurim is actually going on right now. So he said that would be okay. Muta adam lalechas b'Shabbos samach l'chashecha. Then the same type of thing in reference to go also by the end of the Tchum and to wait there over there. He wants to say, let's say it's a Shabbos today, and the person wants to go start cutting down Esroigim, Rhino, Lulavim, getting ready for Sukkot, Arba Minim, and these different type of things. So we saw that in the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas. Just real quickly to go through. So, but the point is being over here, if we could show that it falls under the category of Chefse Shemayim, that's where we're going to say that it is okay. So he says, preparations for a mitzvah, again, on page 100, those actions, again, that would be usher, as far as a regular mimsei chefsecha, like going to see the construction site or whatever, going to wait for a bus to go travel somewhere. But if we could show those, if it's for a mitzvah purposes, that would be okay. Therefore, one may wait in front of a store, right, and to be first in line for, let's say, for an esrog, a lulav, or whatever case is. We said, you know, obviously a Jewish owner that's going to open up right after Sukkot. Shabbos, or one might, they're going to wait for the bus stop, then in the Shabbos, to travel for some sort of a mitzvah purpose. So all these type of things would be okay. So it's an important thing to keep in mind that there is a major distinction between whether we say it's for a mitzvah, or we actually say, or it's chafsei shemayim, or it's chafasecha. In other words, your chafetzim itself. Now, the Sefer Klolim brings down a few other examples, also in reference to mitzvah, which we did not talk about last time. Iskei Rabim, you have, of course, helping out the Rabim. Leil Chalayim Lesakim Kavish, he says over here that, okay, that's one thing in reference to Iskei Rabim. Then he says, the Kavish is like sort of like a paved road or a highway type thing, but it's a Rabim type of a thing. And that's where they're doing it for. He brings down other cases also, Iskei Rabim. Let's say, for a regular person, not involving the Iskei Rabim, he talks about Tzarkei Kala, like we spoke about Mutar Lahachshech Alatchum Kedei Lesaken Lahevi Tzarkei Kala, Tekev Lachar Shabbos. Again, the same thing. They're going to go wait in the time and place. And again, they're not doing anything on Shabbos. To do those actions to help the Kala, right, for the Chasna, whatever, would not be allowed, let's say, but they're going to wait in a place and time like this right after Shabbos, even though it's recognizable, and even though that's the Kavanah, but since it's a mitzvah, so that's what we're going to say. It's okay. It brings us down from the Mishnah Berurah over there, Siman Shin Vav, L'Hachshech Al-Tchum L'Sakin Tzarkei Meis, for Tzarkei Meis, Mutar L'Hachshech Al-Tchum, again, the person's going to wait in a place and time, whatever these things that they're planning on doing, actions that they can't do on Shabbos, but since it's Tzarkei Meis, Mutar L'Hachshech Al-Tchum, Kedei L'Sakin L'Hevi Tzarkei Meis, whatever, to make the Orin, Tachrich, and these different type of things. Even though you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos, but to go and wait in that situation, again, even though it's recognizable, and that's the Kavana, but again, we're dealing with cases of mitzvah, chefsei shemayim. And again, he brings various different cases in reference to Iskei Rabim also, not just the paved highways, other things also, so that's an important thing to keep in mind. That those would be all running under the guidelines of Chefsei Shemayim and would be Mutter. Again, we want to keep in mind we're not doing the action itself. It's just going to, it's recognizable and that's our Kavan, and we're going to wait there to be able to do it right after Shabbos to start the mitzvah immediately. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and Baruch HaKol Tov.